the Stop and Think News podcast begins now.
Hello, everybody. Joe from Stop and Think News here. We've got a pretty decent show for you today. We're going to start with a video from Don't Walk, Run Productions. As you know, that's one of my favorite guys on YouTube. He cracks me up every time because he breaks things down so well. Going to go ahead and get that up on the screen for you, and we'll get it playing. yeah, so as you heard, you can see here, he's on Howard Stern. And by he, for those who can't see, I'm talking about Joe Biden. And so I guess the White House figured, since it's already degenerate and they've already had a transgender with fake breasts on them, expose themselves on the White House lawn, and since everything they do is disgusting, why not go on a show where they fart into the microphone and women, you know, talk sexually and stuff? That's the perfect place for your president to go. Pretty sure Trump went on there back before he was president, but, you know, I don't know. I'd still be kind of like cringed if he went on there. If for whatever reason Howard Stern allowed him on there, it'd be like, I don't know, man. A little odd to me. But hey, you know, Democrats love degenerate shit. So here we go.
My dad was one of these guys who said, tomorrow's going to be better. I mean, for real. My dad was a guy who, the one thing my dad cared most about was dignity. My dad, there used to be a joke in the family. My dad get up and he'd always be whistling in the morning. And to my dad, but I always admired my dad. And my dad used to have an expression that you can never make, no matter what a jerk someone else is, you can never say anything about them that's true. If they're fat and ugly, you couldn't say you're fat. You could say you're stupid.
Wow.
But it wasn't. My mother used to say, Joey, come here.
That right there shows you, excuse me, how fake Howard Stern is. The statement Joe Biden made was not earth-shattering, but he said, wow, as though it was. Like, softball bullshit. Everybody's by now seen some clips from this. So let's go back and play it again.
We saw two men kissing one another in Rodney Square.
Wow.
And my mother said, Joey, go back out there. I said, Mom, he'll beat me up.
Wow, unbelievable. Like that.
That's true story.
It's a crazy story, you know?
Anyway.
Wow.
This is Joe Biden, the resident of the United States. After more than 3 years in office, Joe Biden's approval rating is, well, let's just say that it's historic. According to Gallup, when comparing several presidents at the same time in their first term, Joe Biden's approval rating is the lowest in history. Yes, even lower than President Donald Trump. And we all know why. Joe Biden is largely seen as an incompetent who can't even do something as simple as read remarks off a teleprompter.
Corporations look for the cheapest labor in the world, sent the jobs to those laborers, whether they're in Asia or Europe, wherever they were, and then they sent the product back home. Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
What?
I'm exporting further products. And we're making those jobs American jobs, created here in America, where they belong.
But where else would you create American jobs? Oh, my brain hurts. And look, here's the thing. I don't think that Joe Biden actually wants to be president anymore. At the very least, he doesn't want to talk about the economy or the border. He wants to stand in a room as the center of attention and tell stories about his personal life. For example, during an event at a carpenters union in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Joe Biden rambled on and on and on for over 10 minutes about how he met his first wife. And we're gonna watch every single minute of it.
When things changed for my dad up in Scranton and lost his job, we moved back to Delaware where he was from. And when he originally, that's where he came from, Delaware to Scranton.
And right off the bat, Joe is lying. I know you're shocked. Joe's father, Joe Biden Sr. was not originally from Wilmington, Delaware. He was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Or is my dad from Baltimore say Balmer? Balmer.
Yep, we're off to a great start, huh?
And I'd come home, though, for every holiday almost all summer.
So he's not talking about coming home to Scranton for the summer. He's talking about going home to Wilmington, Delaware. He's so inept at this.
And when I fell in love when I was in law school, I wasn't even law school, I was in college. I went on spring break. I had my $85 of from a tax return. And, you think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Remember, guys, he's in Scranton on his re-election campaign talking about how he fell in love while not in law school and how he received a tax return 61 years ago.
And my dad didn't own, but he ran an automobile dealership. And so
I feel like it's a good time to point out, too, if you listen to the laughs in the crowd, the awkward laughs in the crowd, you can tell that crowd is not very big. And why they put a little girl next to him, for those who can't see, is beyond me. Yeah, that's usually a pretty bad idea with this creep.
So I had a car, and I put five guys in the car. They all chipped in to pay the way down. We went to Lauderdale. Now, the problem is I'm going to lose a lot of credibility with all of you. But I'm the only Scrantonian and the only Irishman you ever met that's never had a drink in his life.
So old Joe is implying that people from Ireland and Scranton are drunks. Got it.
And so we got down to Fort Lauderdale, and all everybody was doing is drunk most of the time. And I found out that there was a possibility of being able to get on a plane for $20, $22, round trip to go to Nassau. So I thought, well, there may be some nice girls in Nassau. The only reason we all came down. Any rate.
So yeah, we went down to spring break to,
So I got in the plane and I had two guys with me. We just finished spring football practice at the University of Delaware. And I had been named as the likely starting safety that year and next year.
Just remember, folks, that Joe Biden avoided having to go to Vietnam because of asthma. Totally healthy to play college football, though.
And so we started off. And a guy named, his nickname was Mike, it was Mike McCran, called him Crash McCran. He looked like Rock Hudson and acted like it.
So like Rock Hudson, Crash McCann was a closeted homosexual? You're not supposed to out people like that. Not cool, Joe. Not cool.
And so we walked in to, we went to the British Colonial Hotel. We actually found a bunch of guys from Michigan. We slept on the floor of their place. And we went to go to the beach. Turns out all the beaches in Nassau, public beaches, there's none of the college girls. They're all locals, and there's not many people.
Leave it to Brandon to plan an epic spring break to get laid and go exactly where the college girls aren't.
So we walked down to the beach this particular day, the first day we got there, and the British Colonial Hotel had a chain link fence that ran from the street all the way down into the water, so you couldn't cross into the hotel area. And so we wondered what the heck we're gonna do.
So to be clear, Joe Biden flew to the Bahamas without planning for accommodations. And then he tried to figure out a scheme to sneak into a luxury hotel. Wow, what a role model.
Turns out a bunch of folks going in and throwing their towels saying British Colonial Hotel on it over the chain link fence. So I had an idea. We each grabbed a towel, put it around us, and we walked in the front door. No, I'm serious, true story, the British Colonial Hotel.
So Joe Biden stole someone's towel and then used it to trespass into a hotel he had no business being in. Similar to what happens every day at our southern border.
And so we just walked in like we belong.
Got a point there.
Right out. And I'm standing there, and we're all looking around, and I saw this beautiful young woman. I said, I'm going to go talk to her. And old Crash McCran, I nicknamed the fullback, I said, no, I am. I said, and Fred Sears, my buddy, flipped a coin. I won.
So a coin flip determined Joe Biden's first wife's destiny. She could have married Crash instead of, well,
And so I walked up, sat down on the end of the bench. The sun was coming.
So for those that didn't see that, he said, so she could have married Crash instead of, well, you know. And then he showed a picture of the car accident from the wife. Damn.
From toward the water.
I don't know why Joe Biden thinks that the position of the sun is an important story detail, but okay.
And toward the water, and I sat in the end of the chaise lounge, and I said, my name's Joe Biden. I'm from the University of Delaware. She said, my name is Nelia Hunter. I'm from Syracuse.
Hi, Nelia.
And I said, hi, and we started to talk, and just talking, and I'd watch this.
Everybody that you see in the background is just swaying back and forth, like, when's he going to be done with this stupid-ass story, by the way. They're trying to appease by looking, because they know they're on camera, they're like a fake half smile. And these people will run out and vote for this idiot, this bumbling mess. They will run out and vote for him after even witnessing this. Like, ugh.
In front. It's not a joke. To me, it was yacht. It was like 40, 45 feet.
Okay, let's pause for a second. I know it seems like we're 10 minutes into Biden's story, but it's been less than 4 minutes.
And I see this guy with a white hat on, white, you know, uniform, not uniform, pants, and the shoes and the whole deal. And he gets in a little dinghy and he rows ashore. I'm talking to her like you're she, and I'm looking up, and I watch the guy pull up. He pulls the dinghy up onto the beach, and he starts walking toward us. I'm just watching him.
So he's chatting up this girl, but he's distracted the entire time by a guy with a yacht. A love story for the ages.
He walks straight to us, and he looks down at Neely and says, Neely, are we on for dinner tonight? I thought, oh, man.
And I thought, oh, man, I'm never going to get laid now, stupid yacht man.
And she said, no, she said, Joe and I are going to go to dinner. And so with that, she left, and she was mortified. She said, I'm so sorry, but I didn't want to. I said, why don't we? I had a total of $42 left. But then you could buy a McDonald's hamburgers for 19 cents or something.
You know, 61 years ago, you could buy an entire meal for 35 cents. All this accomplishes is A, reminding voters how frickin' old Joe Biden is, and B, that in the here and now, everything is much more expensive thanks to the Biden administration's incompetence.
So she said, well, I know a place we can go. And she's very classy lady. She picked a place she thought I could afford. And so we walked into this particular restaurant, sat down. I ordered a hamburger because I didn't have any money. And she, the classy woman she was, she ordered the same thing, like whatever it was.
So he ordered a hamburger and she ordered the same thing because she was classy. You know, unlike Joe, who wasn't classy enough to let the woman order first.
And one thing led to another, and she said, the bill came, and the bill was $48.
Hang on. Ordering hamburgers for two people somehow cost $48 in 1963, and no one in that room questioned it. And you might be thinking, oh, maybe they ordered fancy cocktails or expensive bottles of champagne. But as a reminder,
I'm the only Scrantonian and the only Irishman you ever met that's never had a drink in his life.
And I would like to point out that when adjusted for inflation, $48 in 1963 is about $491 in 2024.
And the bill was $48. And I had 23, and I could feel under the table, I can feel this. And I put my hand down and she had 40 bucks in my hand.
Hang on, Biden said he only had $23?
I had a total of $42 left.
And think about it. Joe Biden goes to a restaurant, looks at a menu, and ignores the prices of the things he ordered. And what would happen if Nelia didn't have the money? Were they going to dine and dash?
And so I took it and I paid and said, I'm so embarrassed. She said, oh, it happens to my father all the time.
And Nelia was like, oh, don't worry about it, Joe. I'm used to deadbeats.
Her father was fairly wealthy. He was a Navy cook. And in Auburn, if you know Auburn, New York, he had a large diner in Auburn, which is very profitable. And he
also had the contracts to do Syracuse University. Anyway.
In just 15 seconds, Joe Biden offered more information on his wealthy first father-in-law than we've ever heard about Nelia, showing once again what Joe Biden values most.
But anyway, and I was smitten by her. I really was.
And I was like, I really need to get in on that rich family's diner money.
So we're walking back to the hotel she was staying at. And I swear to God, I hadn't kissed her, we haven't done a single thing together.
And not a joke, she didn't even my yet, and I was whipped. What a woman.
And there was a chain and that with posts and chain stopping the parking lot from coming out of the thing. And so like a horse's tail, I was gonna show, I jumped what? Over the chain and I caught my ankle and fell.
Yeah, totally mortified.
So he tried to jump over a chain divider like a horse's tail? Why didn't he just say that he tried to jump like a horse? Yeah, whatever. Joe Biden tripped and ended up looking like a horse's ass. And you know, it's nice to see that some things never change.
She said, oh, that's okay. I said, are you okay? I said, yes.
So Biden falls flat on his face and Nelia's response was, oh, that's okay.
And I got up and I looked at her and I know, and this wasn't a joke. I looked at her, I said, you know, I think I'm going to marry you. I give my word.
What the hell are they clapping what? For? He sounds like a psychopath.
All three of them were clapping.
She looked at me, we hadn't even
listen
kissed
to
one
that. Not anybody
she
there.
Said, I think so.
So let me get this straight.
You heard it. There is nothing. There was barely any clapping. This is a small, they won't show the crowd for obvious reasons. This is a small group of people. He hasn't pointed this out yet, so I feel like I need to reinforce this. For the current president, who should be really popular, right? Because according to his administration, everything's great, despite what your eyes see. Just saying.
During their first date, where Joe Biden couldn't afford dinner and fell flat on his face, he told her that he was going to marry her, and she agreed? Joe Biden has failed upwards his whole entire friggin' life.
From that time on, I quit the football team that year. I was spring practice next year, and I started commuting every single weekend.
So meeting Nelia was a life-changing moment for Joe Biden. And the only reason he attended law school at Syracuse University was so he could be close to his girlfriend.
My dad ran an automobile agency, and I made money by getting...
There's an a place automobile called Mannheim agency. Auto Auction. Does he mean a car lot?
And I would drive to Mannheim. And back in those days at Delaware, you could not have a car on campus. And so a lot of the guys I was with, they were happy to get a chance to drive a relatively new car. They paid $10 for every car we delivered back to Delaware. So I'd get a van, take 10 guys up, get $100, I'd keep 50. No.
So Joe Biden would drive 10 guys to Syracuse and force them to drive 270 miles back to Delaware and give them $5 for their trouble after taking a 50% cut. And Joe Biden justified this by saying, oh, they were just happy to drive a car. What a piece of
When she was killed in that accident with my daughter as well, my two boys weren't expected to make it. They were only just 3 and just 4 years old.
Wow. Did he tell this whole story about how he met his first wife just so he could talk about how she died?
And what happened was that I got put on that 10 most eligible bachelor's list in America.
What?
Got it, man. I thought it was a pretty cool thing.
What?
That is the thing that did not happen, because a bachelor is someone who has never been married. Joe Biden wasn't a bachelor. He was a widower.
And you know, everybody's from Scranton, but no one ever leaves Scranton. It's in your heart. But at any rate, I don't know why the hell I told you that.
No one does, Joe.
Wow.
No one does. Anyway, a little more than a week later, Joe Biden went on the Howard Stern Show and told the exact same story.
I said, I'm going to go talk to her And this other guy, Mike, said, no, I'm going. And the third guy flipped a coin. I won.
Wow.
And then we went and I sat down. And I'm looking out at the ocean because the sun was coming toward the shore, toward the ocean. And so anyway, to make a long story short, I'm sitting talking. I said, hi, my name's Joe Biden. I'm from Delaware. She said, my name's Nelia Hunter. I'm from Syracuse. And to make a long story short,
24 hours later,
I had $22 left, I think it was. So we go to this place to dinner, and you could buy McDonald's hamburgers for 19 cents in those days. So at this nice restaurant, I order a hamburger, and she does. Her family had money. We're walking her back. I never kissed her, never went in a room, never went to bed with her. And I'm like a horse's tail. There's, you know how those chains that separate parking lots from the walkways?
Yeah.
I go to jump over, I trip, fall flat in my ass. And she says, oh, that's okay, it's all right. I said, you know, I think I'm going to marry you. And she looked at me, my word is Biden.
Holy
she said,
crap,
I think
y'all.
Maybe.
Wow.
Anyway, I think that's it for now. Follow me on X at Don't Walk Run. And while you're at it, subscribe to the channel. A special thanks to Poofy for her input this week. And
yeah, so there you have it. That is our current president, supposedly. Allegedly. I really don't know what to add to that because that was hard. So yeah, so that's the man in charge of the nuclear weapons. That's the man in charge of the, well, we're supposed to believe it anyway, in charge of pretty much everything. So let's move on to our next story after all that cringe, which is, if it'll load here, I've been having technical issues all day. There we go. Whoops, I turned it off. So we got this article from Newsweek from yesterday. U.S. gives 100,000 migrant citizenship. Migrants, okay? This isn't legal people. The legal people are probably like just stewing right now. So refugees and asylees accounted for about 1/9 of all new U.S. citizens in fiscal 2023, just over 100,000 migrants to 71,100 asylees and 29,000 refugees were part of the approximate total of 178,500 individuals who were naturalized and became U.S. citizens, according to the data from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Naturalization ceremonies in fiscal 2022 and 2023 comprised of 24% of all naturalizations over the past decade, according to the data. Let me close this. A non-citizen must generally spend at least 5 years as a lawful permanent resident to be eligible for naturalization. What the hell just happened? I don't understand what just happened. This whole article just disappeared. But anyway, so you get the drift. Newsweek kind of sucks. They do all these pop-up things and everything. You can't ever, there we go. So basically what happened is right around 100,000 people, migrants, were just made legal citizens by this administration. This article seems to be trying to make it sound like that's totally normal. If it is, it shouldn't be. I'm sure you agree. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention for today because, wow, that's, you know, I think the voting, they want these voters, I think that's one small part of it, but I think they want to change the demographics of the country. They don't care about Black folks anymore. Black folks have caught on to their BS, and it took a while, but they finally are catching on. So they need to do something, right? And what better way than to just let border hoppers from all over the world who skirt our laws and don't care about our laws already just become naturalized citizens. It's disgusting. The things that people have to go through to get here legally and then just to do that and become a citizen, I'm sure these people are livid. 5 Republican-led states sue over Biden's new Title IX transgender protections. The new rules prohibit schools from banning transgender students and teachers from using restrooms that align with their gender identities, among other policies. Now, wait a minute. The new rules prohibit schools from banning. Yeah, okay, I thought it said it prohibit. Okay. Five Republican-led states have sued the Biden administration over its rules expanding Title IX, a federal civil rights law that protects students from sex-based discrimination in federally funded schools. It's not sex-based discrimination. They're just saying they want boys and girls in men's restrooms, boys' rooms, and vice versa. That's not sex discrimination. That's exactly where they belong. A handful of Republican officials in other states have publicly said they will not enforce the new rules. Good. But have stopped short of filing lawsuits. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Republican, sued the Biden administration Monday to block the rules, which will in part prohibit schools from barring trans students and teachers from using the school facilities and pronouns that align with their gender identities. Just so you know, they're now saying that new pronouns can be times of the year, like fall, winter, spring, summer. Yeah. Look it up. Paxton said the expanded rules mandate compliance with a radical gender ideology, and he's right. Texas will not allow Joe Biden to rewrite Title IX at a whim, destroying legal protections for women and furtherance of his radical obsession with gender ideology. Paxton said in a statement, the attempt to subvert federal law is plainly illegal, undemocratic, and divorced from reality. Texas will always take the lead to oppose Biden's extremist, destructive policies, and they should, and they should. Everybody should be doing that. I this is insanity. I wrote an article about all this, and there's many examples of these students who pretend to be the other sex than they actually are, hurting females because they have access to them in private spaces. So, and considering the small minority of people that they are in the country, that should be taken seriously, I believe. So this next story and our final story, it wasn't going to be a super long show today. Not a whole lot of news worth talking about, honestly. But here we go. GOP lawmakers hit with gut punches. Red state's Dem governor ekes out a win in transgender battle. Republican state senator says he's deeply disappointed in failed effort to override the Democratic governor's veto. So in Kansas, Republicans failed Monday evening to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that would have banned transgender surgical procedures for children because common sense doesn't exist anymore. Just a few hours after the Senate voted 27-13 to override the veto, the GOP supermajority in the state House came up two votes shy to solidify its reversal. Two Republicans dissented. They're not Republicans, and the final tally, which was 82-43. I'm extremely disappointed, Senator Mike Thompson told Fox News Digital on Tuesday morning. We've tried now three times to get a bill to protect these kids so that they are not guided into making decisions that changes their entire life permanently. The House has been a reliable partner in this up until now, so I don't know what was going through the minds of those representatives who caved yesterday, but it was another gut punch for us. Unfortunately, they probably took a payoff, if I'm being honest. So, guys, that's what's going on. That was even worth talking about. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did, like and share it wherever you're seeing this. Until next time, which is tomorrow, be safe. Oh, no, Friday, my bad. Be safe, be prepared. Just don't be a jerk about it, and I'll talk to you very soon.
You walk by like you never heard. You could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. Panic on the brain, Michael's gone insane. Julie starts to make me nervous.